Right, so we're going to take item 22, which is different garages. Which is our supplemental agenda number one, it's 1 to 91. Okay, who's kicking off? Stephanie or?
Okay, so this report is regarding the housing grant agreement for the Kipling Street garages in Western Street. As you know, we are committed to providing really good quality social housing and looking at ways in which we can provide that and, even better than the very best quality. And this report sets out the actual agreement we're looking to enter into with Leather Market CBS of delivering really good quality homes at council rents at the Kipling Street garages in Western Street. A couple of things I just want to point out around that. On page 4 on paragraphs 27 and 28, it does set out what the rents will be, and they are comparative to our council rents at the moment. In fact, they're going to be on a comparative nature to ones in the new buildings, but the new council flats in Long Lane, just around the corner from there. And that will obviously also follow the actual 1% reduction each year as set out under the Welfare Reform Act as well, so it will keep up with that on there. If we then go into the report itself, so you've got the Leather Market Business Report. On page 32 at the top, on 19 of the report, it's basically, again, we're saying it's basically confirming those rent levels there. We feel it's very important, if we're providing good quality housing, it is comparable with the housing rent levels that we provide as a local authority around that. The next page, on page 33, is about the voids and debts. Now, J&B have a really good... better debt loss than we have, in the fact that they have less debt loss than we have, if that makes sense. So whilst the council would actually look at maybe a 6% debts and voids loss, the J&B are looking at 3%, but that's still well above what it is at the moment. But I'm sure that's something that we would monitor and manage throughout the term. And just to say, the actual business plan itself has been modelled over 30 years. It's been rigorously looked at, and it's come out as being very robust on that. So the figures do all stack up. So thank you to George for looking at all of those as well for us. And over to you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Steph. I'd just like to say thank you to all the officers and staff from J&B for all of their work on getting this report here and making it happen. We've got a report later on the agenda about the delivery update of our 1,500 new council homes, of which these 27 will form part, being delivered as part of that historic commitment. Biggest in the country so far, and it's just great to see it. And also the work that the CBS have done on engaging with local residents over the design, the type of the houses, has been really important as well in a difficult location in the borough. So just like to welcome that, and I think there's lessons that we can take from that in how we can sort as well. But just really welcome to see this happen, really keen to get the money allocated and keen to see spades in the ground and getting these homes built as quickly as possible and getting residents in them on council rents, which is excellent, part of our programme, fantastic.
Okay, anything that anybody wants to add on the officer side? I can see our friends from Leather Market J&B are here, and they're just anxious for us to take this decision because it seems to be
either way.
So we're going to defer this item. No. Okay, Richard.
So it's only a very short little question, and obviously having been there at the beginning of this, it's taken us a long time to get there, but I'm glad we appear to be there now. I was just looking at the site map, and I was a little... So this is just a very small question, really. I was a little... I was interested to see that the black outline on the map sort of is for two areas. One, which is Kipling Street garages, and another one, which seems to be around the staircase, one of the staircases in Elder Court, which I haven't been aware of that bit before. I just wondered what that's about and what that's for.
I'll answer that question. This is an out-of-date map, I apologise for that. This was, in the early days of the discussions, there was a discussion around possibly providing some units on the lower of the two sites. That was ruled out some time ago. So that the site in question is very clearly the triangular site, which is on the border of Western Street and... Close Street, sorry, I haven't got my glasses. Close Street, yeah.
So we'll need to make a note in the minutes, won't we, to
amend the plan.
To amend the plan.
Yeah.
Okay, any other comments or queries, colleagues, on this one? Johnson?
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly say, just echo colleagues' thoughts in terms of the importance of delivery. Wanted to, Steph mentioned something around monitoring, and the report talks about monitoring. I think it's actually a good opportunity to, it's a way of us benchmarking to see how we're doing things and how that compares to other delivery methods as well. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any thoughts on that as well, as to how that could feed into monitoring.
Yeah, it's a very good question. We're coming to this in the report later, but we're delivering new council homes through a mixture of directly contracting ourselves, working with developers, directly buying them from schemes as well, and also this example of the CVS. So it'll be interesting to see what the final costs come at, what the delivery time scales are, and how we can learn from this delivery mechanism for the council, and how what the council's doing the CVS could learn from, because this is not uncharted territories, because councils have been here before, but for this administration, building homes at this scale is new, and we constantly need to be learning from each other as we go through this to get them built as efficiently and as cost effectively as possible, but to the highest possible standards and not scrimping or cutting corners. So we'll have to tear these blocks down in 40 or 50 years' time, which is not where we want to end up.
Okay, any other thoughts? Any thoughts from anybody? No? Otherwise, we can just go straight to the recommendations that are set out there, 1 to 7, on page 1 and 2 of Supplemental Agenda 1. Can we agree those 7 recommendations?
Agreed.
Good. Agreed. So, celebration. And a very, very good piece of partnership working. Thank you very much indeed to our colleagues at Leather Market for helping us with the delivery of our new council plans.